Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. On the road here, out in Indiana, and I didn't bring my microphone or anything. And yeah, it's a pet peeve of mine when I listen to somebody else's podcast and it just sounds like garbage. So I think I'll keep this episode to a minimum, knowing that it's probably not going to sound that great. And I got to be honest, I am here in Indiana where we dropped our kids off at my wife Emily's parents, and they're hanging there, kind of going between their grandma's house and their aunt's house, who has a swimming pool. And then Emily and I are out at this little condo on a lake, which is really nice, Lake Winona. But I'm working like 10, 12-hour days every day on my computer, just doing virtual shoots for this new TV show that I want to tell you guys about, and I'm going to announce here today. I know I've probably hinted at it already here on Talking Metal, and I think I pretty much revealed it on the Mark Striegel podcast, which is the show that just the patrons of Patreon get, the people who pay. So yeah, that's a show that we post every Friday, Victor Ruiz and me, and I love that show. I'm going to actually do a bonus episode this week with Victor as soon as I'm done talking to you guys here. It's about 8:30 in the morning in Indiana right now. So that's where we're at. No microphone, doing this with my phone using the Voice Memo app. I don't think I've ever used this app to record an episode. But here's my news. So I was brought in to 30 Rock back in the fall of 2019 and spent a week with the guys at NBC in 30 Rock kind of trying to figure out how heavy metal and loud rock might fit under NBC's Sci-Fi brand. That's S-Y-F-Y, which is a station I used to work for. I was a staff employee there from 2004 to 2011 and have since done some projects, mostly promos and stuff for them since then. I'm a producer, writer in the TV business most of the time. And when I'm not doing that, I sometimes work some retail jobs and odd jobs. But anyway, so I got brought in there last fall to kind of concept where this would work. And now the Sci-Fi brand is not just science fiction. It is comics, it's horror, it's paranormal. So I think all this stuff has a direct crossover with the music we love, heavy metal and hard rock and all forms of loud rock, really, you know, from the Misfits to Rob Zombie to Korn to Maiden to Ozzy Osbourne to Kiss to Black Veil Brides, to, of course, Gwar, all these bands. I mean, they fit in perfectly with the horror, alien, sci-fi genre. So it wasn't rocket scientists figuring out that there's a big crossover with the fan base. But we typed it up nice, and we got to talking about, you know, who might be a perfect host. Of course, you know, I'm always pitching myself as a host, but they kind of said, listen, we want you to be the producer writer guy if we do this. Actually, they didn't offer that to me in the fall, but that's kind of how it ended up being. I ended up pitching it, and they said to me, you know, we spoke about a bunch of different names. I was throwing out all sorts of people, and I felt like they wanted to go female, And I don't remember how it actually played out, but I think they said to me, have you ever heard of Whitney Moore? And I said, oh, the girl who used to do the Metal Sucks videos. And the way I remember it is they were like, oh, maybe, I don't know. She likes metal and she already does work for us. And then I showed them the Metal Sucks videos, which they loved. And they already had this great woman, Whitney, working for them, you know, in kind of doing some corresponding and on-air stuff and little stuff right there. Anyways, I'm getting a text from Emily, who's in a conference call in the other room, saying I have to approve something on the phone for my son Grant, who's at grandma's house there. Approved. They got the screen time on. Now I lost my train of thought, but are we still rolling here? Yeah. So anyways, Whitney Moore seemed like the perfect host because she knows her comics. She knows her horror. She's an expert in that field, and she loves heavy metal, especially doom metal. So, yeah, so she's the on-air host, and she comes up with some ideas with me. I'm doing all the writing. So a lot of the stuff you'll hear her reading, like I wrote, but she throws her own little lines in here and there, spur of the moment, ad-libs. She's great. So this is going to be 4 episodes, guys. It's a limited engagement. It's running on the sci-fi platforms here in the States for the month of August, and also on a platform called Peacock, which I don't know much about, but yeah, so you'll get like a full show, which we're going to post on YouTube too. Just taking a sip of my morning coffee. And then you'll get like, it'll also be mixed up with host raps around movies. So if you remember like the old, say like if you're old like me, like Elvira or USA Up All Night, where there's little like what we call raps going into a movie. Like, so around the commercial breaks, right before it goes into the movie, Whitney might come on and be hanging with Guar, and you'll get like a minute or two of them hanging out, and then it'll go into the movie. So that's going to happen this Monday while Sci-Fi plays Lake Placid. We'll have Guar hanging out with Whitney. We'll have Andy Black from Black Veil Brides hanging out with Whitney on air on Sci-Fi, wrapped around this movie. And then the other thing is the full YouTube, there's going to be a full episode, which we'll put on YouTube, which just, I think for the first episode turned out great. That one's pretty much done at this point. And I'll tell you some of the guests we're going to have. Jonathan Davis from Korn. We're going to have Maria Brinks from In This Moment, who joined me on my Fuse show way back when they first hit the scene. We're going to have Andy from Black Veil Brides, the guys from Guar. We're going to have, who else? We're going to have Heidi from Butcher Babies, Ash Costello from New Year's Day, LJ from Seven Dust. Yeah, it's a really great group of people. Wendy Dio, we interviewed yesterday. She's a major announcement that fits right into this whole world that we're talking about of horror, fantasy, metal, comics. She's going to come on and announce something very cool. Wendy Dio, Ronnie's longtime wife and manager. She was a trip. But yeah, we interview these people for sometimes like 30, 40, sometimes even an hour. And it's funny because, you know, we cut it down and a lot of this stuff is probably not going to be seen. But thankfully, there's going to be a podcast version where we'll throw a lot of these interviews like more, I don't want to say unedited because they will be edited, but in a longer form. So the podcast will have stuff like Andy Black, for example. You know, in the show, we have him on for like probably like 8 to 10 minutes. But in theory, we haven't produced it yet, but I want to get his full like 45-minute interview or at least 30 minutes of that 45-minute interview up on the podcast version. So again, the show is called Metal Crush. It's going to be on air every Monday night, maybe other nights too. We're still figuring it out, you know, in form of host wraps around a movie. There's going to be a full episode, which will probably be shown in the middle of the night on Sci-Fi, but also on demand and on YouTube, and then there's a podcast version. And the cool thing is all these different platforms that I'm talking about, on air, on demand, YouTube, podcast, you'll get different content from these guests, in theory, Not all the guests, some of it it'll be duplicated, but in theory, you'll get different portions of the shoot and interview and chat that we did with them on these different platforms. So if you were obsessed with somebody like, somebody like LeJean from Seven Dust, you'd want to watch him on all the different platforms and listen to him on all the different platforms, because you'll get little bits on air that you might not get in the YouTube version, and then hopefully you'll get the whole thing or most of it on the podcast. So that's kind of where we're going with it. So that's my big reveal. I do want to give a big shout out to Greg Renoff, Tony Kosminski, and Skinny from Mushroom Head, because I did interviews with these guys ages ago and they've been sitting on my hard drive. I will get those to you sooner than later. They're great interviews. Really, really good. Love Greg Renoff's new book on Ted Templeman, the all-star rock producer. A lot of great stuff in that book for just fans of rock and Hollywood in general. It's such a good read. Really enjoyed it. One of my favorite books of recent times. Yeah. Oh, Scott Ian, too. I forgot he's on the show. Scott Ian, what a great interview we got from him. And then we'll have other people, like comic book writers. Like we have, one of the actors who was on a show called Battlestar Galactica talking with us. So it's not just heavy metal guys, but it's all about metal and where metal intersects with the world of fantasy, horror, sci-fi. Yeah, so it's great stuff, guys. And that'll do it. I think I pretty much gave you the exclusive here on Talking Metal. And please watch it this Monday on Sci-Fi and look for it online. Follow me on social media for all the latest on Facebook and Twitter. And that's that. I'm on Facebook. It's facebook.com/mstrigl. On Twitter, it's just at Talking Metal. I have a couple Twitter accounts. That's the one I would suggest going to. And maybe I'll throw something on Instagram about it too. And besides just the guests, we do news. So we'll be talking about Rob Halford, Ozzy Osbourne, Daryl McDaniels of Run DMC's new comic. We'll be talking about Rob Dukes. We'll be talking about cool bands you might not have heard of, artists and rockers collaborating. There'll be a lot of that stuff in there. So it's a little bit for everyone, I think, on this show. Again, it's called Metal Crush, and it's brought to you by Sci-Fi Wire, which is the news division of NBC Universal's Sci-Fi platform. All right, so big news, guys, and thank you for your time. Thank you for listening, and I hope you support this show. Okay, thank you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.